Good morning and welcome to The Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Friday, September 26th. Futures are pointing to a modest, and I mean modest, gain this morning. It feels like the market is just holding its breath.
It really is. We're seeing a flat start after deepening that retreat from record highs yesterday. But the real story, the one that moved markets overnight, is a whole new slate of tariffs announced by the president.
Not again. Just when you think things are calming down. Break it down for us. What's on the list this time?
It's a big one, and it all kicks in October 1st. We're looking at a 100% tariff on certain imported pharmaceuticals if a plant isn't being built in the U.S. Then you have 25% on heavy trucks, 50% on kitchen cabinets and vanities, and 30% on upholstered furniture.
Wow. That is a broad swipe across multiple sectors. That's going to cause some ripples. But hey, in other news, the TikTok saga is finally over.
It seems so. The deal to buy TikTok from ByteDance was officially signed. It's valued at about $14 billion, with U.S. investors taking majority ownership. That's a huge piece of uncertainty finally off the table.
Okay, so we have tariffs weighing things down, but the TikTok deal providing some relief. What's the big catalyst for today's session?
All eyes are on the 8:30 a.m. Eastern release of the Personal Income and Outlays Report, specifically the PCE Price Index. This is the Fed's favorite inflation gauge, and it's going to directly influence those rate cut expectations.
And the market is still hungry for cuts, right?
Absolutely. The futures market is currently pricing in two more cuts by the end of the year, so if that PCE number comes in hot, expect some volatility.
Got it. Let's talk earnings. We had a few big reports after the bell yesterday. Who were the winners and losers? The big winner was definitely Costco, ticker COST. They beat earnings per share expectations. The Costco machine just keeps on rolling.
It certainly does. But on the flip side, we have a huge loser this morning, Concentrix, ticker CNXC. They missed on earnings, issued weak guidance for the fourth quarter, and the stock is getting absolutely crushed pre-market. Down about 20%.
Ouch. A 20% haircut is brutal. That's our top story on the gapping down list for sure. Any other big movers catching your eye?
Definitely. On the upside, keep an eye on Crinetics Pharmaceuticals, CRNX. The stock is popping over 9% after getting FDA approval for their acromegaly treatment. That's a huge win for them.
A great catalyst. What about in the world of big tech? Always something brewing there.
Always. The information is reporting that Meta is talking with Google about using their Gemini AI to boost ad targeting. And speaking of Gemini, Alphabet is also pushing its Gemini Robotics 1.5 to bring AI agents into the physical world.
Interesting. So more AI integration. And Meta is also in the news with Verizon, right?
That's right. Verizon will be the first carrier to offer the new Meta Ray-Ban smart glasses with AI built in. Lots of cross-pollination happening in the tech space.
Okay, let's switch gears to the analyst desk. What upgrades or downgrades stand out?
Well, if you're a CarMax shareholder, it's a rough morning. Ticker KMX is seeing two separate downgrades, from Evercore ISI and Oppenheimer. That's a tough look. On the other hand, Riot Platforms, the crypto miner, got an upgrade to overweight from JP Morgan.
All right, so let's tie this all together for the traders listening. We have a mixed bag of news, a key inflation report on deck. What's the technical picture telling you?
The overall sentiment is cautiously optimistic, but very much on edge. The S&P 500, or SPY, is in a consolidation phase. It's coiling. The QQQ, tracking the NASDAQ, is showing a bit more bullish momentum, but it's hitting some resistance.
So what are the key levels traders need to be watching at the open?
For the SPY, support is down around 657.90. The line in the sand on the upside is the recent high around 659. For the QQQ, look for support at 592.63 and resistance at 594.28. A high volume break of those levels will tell us where we're headed.
And what about sectors? Where's the money flowing?
We're seeing a clear rotation. There's strength in technology and consumer discretionary, but money is flowing out of interest rate sensitive sectors like utilities and real estate. The market is favoring growth right now.
So what's the final takeaway? What's the trade plan for today?
The plan is to be nimble and selective. The short-term trend is bearish, but there are pockets of real strength, especially in semiconductors. Don't just buy the index. Look for leading tech names on any pullbacks, especially after that PCE data drops. Use tight stops. I'm keeping an eye on SOXL for continuation and Apple for a potential entry.
Excellent. So the big picture, a flat open but a minefield of catalysts under the surface. All eyes on that 8:30 a.m. PCE data, the new tariff fallout, and those key tech levels. Be careful out there. That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. Have a great trading day, everyone, and a fantastic weekend.